A brief history of the black swan problem. This turkey problem, aka the problem of induction, is a very old one. But for some reason, it is likely to be called Hume's problem by your local philosophy professor. People imagine us skeptics and empiricists to be morose, paranoid, and tortured in our private lives, which may be the exact opposite of what history, and my private experience, reports. Like many of the skeptics I hang around with, Hume was jovial and a bon vivant, eager for literary fame, salon company, and pleasant conversation. His life was not devoid of anecdotes. He once fell into a swamp near the house he was building in Edinburgh. Owing to his reputation among the locals as an atheist, a woman refused to pull him out of it until he recited the Lord's Prayer and the belief, which, being practical-minded, he did. But not before he argued with her about whether Christians were obligated to help their enemies. Hume looked unprepossessing. He exhibited that preoccupied stare of the thoughtful scholar that so commonly impresses the undiscerning as imbecile, writes a biographer. Strangely, Hume, during his day, was not mainly known for the works that generated his current reputation. He became rich and famous through writing a best-selling history of England. Ironically, when Hume was alive, his philosophical works, to which we now attach his fame, fell dead-born off the presses, while the works for which he was famous at the time are now harder to find. Hume wrote with such clarity that he puts to shame almost all current thinkers and certainly the entire German graduate curriculum. Unlike Kant, Fichte, Schopenhauer, and Hegel, Hume is the kind of thinker who is sometimes read by the person mentioning his work. I often hear Hume's problem mentioned in connection with the problem of induction, but the problem is old, older than the interesting Scotsman, perhaps as old as philosophy itself, maybe as old as Olive Grove conversations. Let us go back into the past, as it was formulated with no less precision by the ancients.